Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Getting Social with Miriam, and I hope you're doing fantastic today. And today we're going to be talking about presentations and how business owners can do the best, can create the best presentations. And my guest today, his name is Victor Tan, and he is an expert when it comes to doing presentations. In fact, Victor has been researching presentations for over 2 years after watching presentations given around the world and noticing why some speakers are better than others. After carefully looking at many presentations and reading books about talent and potential, he started realizing that many potential speakers were holding themselves back and started Spirit on Stage to teach people how to really improve their speaking abilities. He specializes in helping others push past the mental obstacles they have set for themselves and realize their true speaking potential. Victor strongly believes that anyone can be a great speaker if they try, no matter where they come from and how old they are and what their background is. So I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Victor Tan out of Melbourne, Australia. Hello, Victor.
Hi, Miriam.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you. So I have a few questions to ask. I just want to know, firstly, what makes you... Actually, before I even ask anything, I'd like to know how you even got into what you're doing today.
Sure. So I have been looking at presentations and public speaking for a very long time. But it wasn't until I reached university where I gave a presentation one time, and one of my classmates told me that I had just given one of the best presentations he'd ever seen, because I was so excited about what I was talking about and so passionate. And I thought something was strange when he said that, because I thought, isn't that what you're supposed to feel? So that's what started me on this journey of looking over, well, what's really going on behind the scenes, and why are people suddenly not as interested in presentations of public speaking as before?
Oh, I see. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, so what makes you different from the other presentation websites out there?
For other websites, they focus a lot on tips and advice on how to improve your presentation skills, or like tips that help you deal with staged anxiety on. And I'm not looking at those, not because those aren't correct, but I think the problem lies elsewhere, in that how we're approaching presentations now is more important than our performance up on stage when the day comes. So instead of teaching people, well, this is what you should do when you're nervous, I'm teaching people, this is why you're not speaking as loud or as strongly as you could be, and this is how to get past that.
Okay, I see. I mean, a lot of people are very anxious. They're very nervous. You know, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people are, they get butterflies, the sweaty palms before they give presentations. So how would you recommend someone basically calms their anxiety if they're feeling that way before giving a presentation?
I think the best way to calm them down is to think about that, is to think about the fact that they're the speaker and that the audience is nervous too, that everyone in that room is worried as well, because the audience is worried that they'll get as much as they want to from the speaker. And of course, the speaker is nervous that they're going to do well in front of the audience. So the speaker should be focusing more on, or think to themselves at least, that my job is to give the best presentation I can possible. And I'll worry about what the audience thinks after everything's done, because there's no point worrying about it before when nothing's happened yet.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense, because it's very easy to get anxious over something that just may never happen. So that's understandable. So aside from that, say if I was giving a presentation, what would you recommend that I do?
I think the first thing you should do is think about why you're giving the presentation in the first place,
mm-hmm.
and then base everything you're going to say off of that reason.
Okay. I see. So it's best to obviously do a lot of preparation. I mean, how long do you recommend that people prepare themselves before they give a presentation? How long do you recommend? Just say if they were going to be giving, say, a half-hour presentation on something, how long do you think they should practice? Because, I mean, I guess maybe that's sort of a general question because it may be very different from one person, whereas the next person, it would, you know, it would be different for them as well. But I'd like to know just generally how long would it take for them to prepare for them to give a really good presentation? What do you recommend?
Sure. Well, practice times differ for everyone, as you just said,
mm-hmm.
because the amount
yeah.
of preparation involved and how strict you are about your practice goes in. But I'd say for about half-hour presentation, you should be spending at least a month on preparation.
Okay.
And
okay.
the practice should be quite frequent.
Okay. No, that's important because some people think that just a week is enough. And I've always thought, I don't think that's enough time. So thank you for sharing that. That's quite important.
There's an interesting thing to that is a week is enough time to give a presentation, but
mm-hmm.
that's only if you want to do an okay to an average job.
Yeah, so that's the thing. We're talking about phenomenal.
Yeah,
you want to do
a
phenomenal
presentation. You have to spend a lot of time on it, and a month
mm-hmm.
is actually just right, or in some cases, it's too little.
Mm, okay. Wow, okay, well, that's good. So really, 2 months should probably be good, you know, a good time frame to prepare.
Definitely.
Because this
yeah.
way,
it's,
if they have
yeah.
2 months to prepare, they're not feeling so cramped, they're less nervous, and it sounds like it's that much more time to make it even better.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. So I'd like to know about a time where you gave a really good presentation, and if you could tell me, why was that particular presentation really good?
Sure. So this was back in my university days when I was first starting out the research. I was asked to give a presentation on Disney, like the Disney Corporation, and
okay.
I had to make it interesting to everyone while at the same time educational.
Okay.
So I really thought about, well, first, what did I really like about Disney? Why
mm-hmm.
was I giving this presentation?
Mm-hmm.
And what was I going to do that would make it have a great impact on people? So during my presentation practice time, I really thought about, how am I going to stand out from everyone else?
Mm-hmm.
What's everyone else not looking at, and how can
mm-hmm.
I do that without taking away from the meaning of the presentation?
Okay.
So in the end, I bought a whole bunch of products from Disney that I personally owned and bought them in front of the
yep.
audience.
Oh,
and
wow, okay.
It was a very strange reaction then. But it worked because everyone, after that presentation, thought, I know a little bit more about Disney, and I can't forget
mm-hmm.
about the presentation Victor gave, because I remember how he waved every single figure and product in front of us
yeah.
and said,
yeah.
this is how it relates to the core message. This is how Disney has evolved over the years, and I can't forget this presentation.
Yeah, well, that's actually interesting because a lot of people, I believe, just they do these presentations and they just do it by PowerPoint. But having pop props with you, I would imagine, really makes the experience a lot more interesting. Is that so?
Definitely, because
mm-hmm.
everyone's expecting that, you know, oh, there's got to be a speaker, there's just a PowerPoint presentation,
yeah.
keynote, Prezi, whatever you choose to use. But
mm-hmm.
then when you go above and beyond, even slightly, people pick up on that, and they remember you more because you stand out.
Right, okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's the thing. If you have props with you, then sure, you're going to stand out because people aren't expecting that. And you're right. They expect the PowerPoint. So, I mean, that's really good. So now I want to touch back onto the topic of stage fright. That we were talking about that mm-hmm. before a bit. But if you can tell me specifically what it is specific about speaking in front of audience that really terrifies people. Like, what is it specific? The fear of failure? Like, what is it? There's got to be more to it than just that.
It's the fear of the unknown in more ways uh-huh. than one. Because
okay.
we weren't biologically designed to interact with so many unfamiliar things at once.
Right.
And when you're looking at everyone and a typical audience, they're usually not people you know, and there's a lot mm-hmm. of them. So in that situation, we get really scared of how we're going to deal with it, which comes into the whole stage fright, the whole stage anxiety, and the whole idea of we don't know what we're doing, and we question why we're here, because it's just an unnatural situation that we're not used to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense, fear of the unknown, because you just never know what's going to happen, and I think that's what scares a lot of people about so many things. Lack of control, that's the thing, too. They're afraid, oh my goodness, what if they have to go to the bathroom? What if they get sick while they're having in the middle of a presentation? I'm sure those things worry people a lot.
Definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it makes sense. It makes sense. It's not just the fear of failure like I thought. It's what if something goes wrong that I can't control?
And it's also the idea that everyone, you don't know all these people, and you mm-hmm. can't control how they will react. Not like someone who's mm-hmm. close to you, where if you say something, you kind of know what their reaction is going to be. But with an audience of, let's say, about 200 people, mm-hmm. you don't know every single person.
No,
you probably won't. And you don't know how they're going to think, and they're meeting you for the first time. So you're scared of how you're going to react to this and how they will react to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I do remember hearing something. I don't know if I was this was in college, and we were talking about doing presentations in one of the business courses I was in, and the instructor said, well, just imagine everybody wearing underwear and naked. What do you think about that suggestion? Do you think that's, I just laughed at it. I don't know if it works or not. I have done some presentations and I didn't need to use that, but do you feel that works?
It doesn't work because it doesn't change the fundamental problem where you still don't know everyone.
Yeah,
and
that's what I think.
Now you're imagining people you don't know in their underwear in front of you.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I figured that was a silly suggestion, but yeah,
that's just how everyone's been trying to fight this fear. They think, mm-hmm. imagining people in their underwear. Well, unless you have some strange interest, I'm not really sure that's as effective.
Not even going to touch on that one, no.
Yeah, you drink water up when your head's upside down, or you clap your hands five times, or these many different methods. But you're not addressing the issue of you really don't know everyone else out there. You don't mm-hmm. know what's going to happen in the future. And if you don't address that, you're always going to be scared.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So it's really best to practice some relaxation techniques and de-stressing exercises. That's really the best thing to do, and make sure you really practice them to the point that they're second nature. So.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. That's probably the best at that. I think that's a lot more effective than imagining the audience naked in their underwear.
Yeah. A lot of things.
So I don't know if you answered this before. No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, that was the end of it.
Okay, no, I was going to say, I don't know if you really covered much of this too much before, but I just want to ask, why did you start teaching people about public speaking and presentations? Like, why did you take this on yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, as I started researching this in the beginning, I started realizing that there really isn't a fundamental difference between the world's best speaker and the average, your average person.
Okay.
We always do the comparison of, you know, Steve Jobs is an amazing public speaker, and he is, don't get me wrong. But
well, he was.
Everyone's saying, I can't
he was.
Be like, yeah, I can't be like Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true, because the only reason he's really good, well, some of the reasons he's really good is because he put in all that practice and time and effort. And I realized,
right.
And see, he's not the only one who does that. If you read lots of books, or you look at some of the best speakers, or even speakers who are just started and English isn't their first language, they'll still give a fantastic presentation.
Right.
Some of
right.
the best in the world. And it's when I saw that, I started thinking, well, what if public speaking skills weren't inherently, or they were, it wasn't based on talent. It was just practice.
Right.
And the idea that
right.
if we overcame that thought or those thoughts and that thought process of we can't be like them and worked on that public speaking, even if we're not trying to be the best speaker in the world, we'll still get better if we realize it's not as hard to be good as we once thought it was. And
right,
that's why I started teaching people.
I see. Okay. So what excites you about public speaking that you want to share with others?
The fact that anyone can do it, and that it does take work getting right, but anyone can do it. No
right.
matter whether your goal is to simply, you know, be recognized in your local community, promote your business, or be the best speaker in the world, anyone can. It's not something that only certain people can do. And I really like that, because I like things that anyone can do.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, that's good. I think that's really good. And I think you've helped a lot of business owners get comfortable with public speaking and create really good presentations. So, Victor, if you don't mind, could you share us your website and any social media links you have?
Sure. Well, the website is Spirit on Stage at www.spiritonstage.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find me on, or you can find the website on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, and Pinterest.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doing a recap of this episode, and I'm going to put the embedded podcast in the blog post, and I'm going to be sharing it with others so others will find the link there as well. They'll find the links to your website and social media links. So thank you so much, Victor. Thank you for taking the time to come on, and you have a fantastic rest of the day, everybody. You be well, and talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Bye, Miriam.